All I've got down for non-commercial movies over the next week is the second of the Downtown Library's retrospectives of past decades Academy Award-nominated short subjects, this time shorts from the 1990s, 6:30 p.m. tonight in the Downtown Library. And commercially, we have Natalie Portman in a real contrast to her Oscar-nominated role in Black Swan in a pretty formula romantic comedy called No Strings Attached. All five of the college types I talked to after the show gave No Strings Attached a maximum high of 4 stars, but it was their movie. Even after my second viewing the next day, I found it inconsistent to where I agree with the Entertainment Weekly that it looks as if somebody interfered with the original plan. The collegiates were not worried that Portman's insistence on sex on demand but no emotional involvement was unmotivated except for mere suggestions of unhappy family background. But I thought her remark early in the movie, "If you're lucky, you're never going to see me again," suggested a bitter attitude never suggested anyplace else. She had described her father's funeral as a stupid thing and lured mere acquaintance Ashton Kutcher to it in his football jersey, but that was about all we heard about her father, and her relations with her mother didn't seem particularly bad. There were other inconsistencies. Portman and Kutcher's social world was made up of those movie young people whose only and continual topic of conversation was almost clinically detailed analyses of each other's sex lives. But when two of the ladies showed lesbian tendencies, Kutcher seemed surprised, if not actually shocked. And when Portman encounters the possibility that Kutcher has had sex with two women in one session, she seems unnecessarily disturbed. Entertainment Weekly's Lisa Schwartzbaum suspected the fingerprints of too many note-giving kibitzers and cited two other bits as evidence. And I wondered about an early bit by a support character suggesting that Portman's burgeoning medical career was going to play a much bigger role in her emotional life than it did. And loath as I am to question an actress I so much admire, I wonder whether this kind of light trifle is much to Portman's advantage. In Time, Richard Corliss points out that, quote, "She's mostly played fraught heroines, whether in big-budget action films or soulful domestic dramas. Both types of roles allow her to show her usual on-screen tenseness, but the key to romantic comedy is relaxation, and it takes her about half of the film to get it right," unquote. I'm not sure that isn't too severe. But her best speech is the one about, "I'm not good at this," about how small talk and sexual banter get her all tangled up in herself and turn her into something false and uncomfortable. Again, this speech indicates a problem the script never gives her a good chance to show. And her second best speech, "I don't care if it's too late," verges on the tragic at a time when romantic comedy calls for nothing more than sentiment. I guess what I mean is that Portman is sometimes too good for her material. She's so strong in her dramatic moments that her lighter ones seem out of character. But regardless of these structural difficulties, No Strings Attached will surely satisfy its intended audience, and to a large extent we older folks too. The supporting cast is lively and attractive, the pace more attractive than you might expect, considering how redundant the story material is. And remember, the 6 members of the young set that No String Attached was made for loved it. I checked another one on the second seeing, and he did too. Jim Erickson, over and out.